Welcome to the CL College Degree Program Orientation. My name is Brianna Prince, and I am the CLC Registrar, and I'm going to walk you through some of the most common questions and concerns that students have as they are working through their program and as they are choosing their program. So I'm excited to look at these questions with you and go over them. So here is the overview. Some of the big things that come up for students choosing. They want to know, what degree should I do? How do I know which one is the best for my situation? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about navigating the guidance and credential panel. This is such an important tool. We're going to talk about understanding categories of courses and electives. We're going to talk about engaging with the degree capstone course. And I'm also going to clarify some of the payment options and structure. And lastly, for some of you, you may want to move on to a master's degree program after finishing your bachelor, or you may want to have an official transcript sent either to another institution or to an employer, and so we'll talk about that as well. First off, welcome to the Christian Leaders College. At this point, you've been accepted into the Christian Leaders College, and we're excited to have you studying with us. If you have any questions along the way during your journey at the college, related to your program or something that you're trying to earn, then we suggest emailing us at registrar@christianleaders.net. Let's talk about the basic process for enrollment and completion before we move on to those common questions. One, watch all the videos for this orientation. Two, choose your degree program. Three, set up a payment plan. Four, email the registrar's office to request enrollment, and you will also fill out a final questionnaire at the end of the orientation where you also show your opt-in to a degree program, or maybe that you're not ready for a degree program at this point. You would like to do one in the future, and right now is not the time. That's okay. You can put that in there also. And then follow the instructions in your degree capstone and utilize the guidance and credential panel to complete your degree. And we'll go over that more in this video. So this is just kind of an overview of the basic process for enrollment and completion of a degree. So one, choosing your degree path. We offer associate and bachelor degrees at Christian Leaders College. Our majors available are chaplaincy, Christian leadership, or divinity. This comes up sometimes. What are concentrations? Concentrations are only available with the Bachelor of Christian Leadership degree. You must have completed all the courses for a concentration to receive it when the degree is issued. So, for instance, if you wanted the youth ministry concentration, when you were finishing up the Bachelor of Christian Leadership requirements, you would need to check that you had completed all the required courses for that youth ministry concentration. Then, when you were issued, when your final evaluation was graded for the Bachelor of Christian Leadership, that concentration would light up as you've earned this and we will put it on your degree diploma. So let's talk in depth, though, about choosing your degree path. This is a big question because you want to choose the degree that is going to work well for your specific situation. So it's very important to evaluate the right degree for you. Here are some questions that you will want to ask yourself. What do you plan to do with your degree? What credentials do you need for the area of ministry you're planning on? Do you plan to transfer elsewhere? Are you going on to get a master's? And then, can you switch programs? This one I can answer for you. Yes, you can. If something you first thought, you know, I want to do the divinity degree, and then you're in there and you realize, this one is to me more of if I was going to be a pastor, and I'm not going to be a pastor, I just want to run this women's ministry over here, maybe the Christian leadership degree would be a better fit for you with a women's ministry concentration. So what you can do then at that point is you can contact our registrar office and we can help you switch your enrollment to a different degree program if that becomes apparent to you that you are in not the exact correct one for you. Here's some general guidelines that I tell people. If you're going into a pastoral role, divinity is often the way to go. especially if you're going to go on and get a Master's of Divinity. A lot of ordination require a divinity degree. Chaplaincy, get the chaplaincy one, or divinity. What I recommend in any situation of this nature is that you look carefully at where you want to be a chaplain, what area, and then find out for your area, your situation, the type of places you would want to be a chaplain at, what do they require? Because some, we had a student who got an associate chaplain position based on his Bachelor of Chaplaincy degree. But some places, I believe the military, if you want to be a military chaplain, you have to have a Master's of Divinity. You know, this may change, but as I'm recording this, there are different requirements based on where you want to work. So just be aware of that and do some research, find out what you would need to be a chaplain, and then select your degree program based on that. If you're in specific ministry, if you're in enterprise or personal Christian development, Christian leadership is a great option. This degree is very customizable. It has all sorts of wonderful classes. Basic, you're going to have the basics in the biblical and theology, but you're also going to have strong foundation in ministry and then the ability to have enterprise business courses and to decide where your area of interest is, and then you can adjust it accordingly. The next thing I want to talk about, and this is super important, is navigating the guidance and credential panel and knowing which tab to use. I, right here, am showing you a screenshot of our guidance and credential panel. This is on your homepage. When you log in as a student, and sometimes there's dashboard or home, but this is your main page. And when you scroll to the guidance and credential, it's very close to the top, you can see that there are different tabs. There's CLI Ministry, CLI Enterprise, CLI Restorative Justice, CL Alliance. Right there, next, CL College. If you are in the college and you are working on college credentials, that is the tab you're going to click on. Then, depending on what you're going for, you can see there are several different options here. We've got certificate, so we've got diploma. Then there's degree 2015 to 2020 and the leadership concentration 2015 to 2020. And then there's degree 2021. So now you may be coming in and going, well, which tab am I supposed to look at? If you are coming in and you have not previously been enrolled in a degree program before 2021, you're going to be in that degree 2021 tab. That's going to be the one you want to select. And there are two options. If you are doing divinity or chaplaincy, you're going to do degree 2021. But if you're doing the Christian leadership degree, it has its own tab. And we did this to make things a lot easier for our students so that they can go right here and they can start as they're working along. As they look at electives, they can also be looking at these concentrations or even the triple major options and determining which courses to take. We want to make this very friendly to you and your journey to help you be able to select the courses that you would want or need. So this is why we have a separate tab for the Christian Leadership Degree 2021, because these concentrations are only available with the Bachelor of Christian Leadership. So now they are right here, they're convenient and easy for the student in the Christian Leadership Degree program to see, and anyone who's in divinity or in chaplaincy is not going to become confused and go, wait, do these apply to me? So that is the basic elements of this. Now the degree 2015-2020, if you were a student who was enrolled into one of those degree programs, maybe you finished your associate, now you're coming back and you want to work on your bachelor, you can opt for either the 2021 option or you can stay in the 2015-2020 version of those degrees. So that is the basics of the Guidance and Credential Panel. Super important tool. You will be using it throughout your journey to help map your courses and figure out what courses you need to take yet to finish the degree. Now, speaking of taking courses, let's talk about understanding categories of courses and electives. In the degree program, when you are on the guidance and credential panel, but also within the capstone course, you will notice that there are different categories of courses. There's BIB, the MIN, you know, these are the short beginning names for the category that they fall under. Courses that focus a lot on the Bible, biblical elements, those are going to be those Bible courses. Theology, if it's a lot about theology, it's theology. If it's about practical ministry or elements of ministry, it's going to be a ministry course. And then general studies would be what often we call our gen eds, people will say. So things like taking sociology, science, math. Enterprise business also has its own category. It's a professional grouping of courses similar to how ministry is. So these categories in the chaplaincy and in divinity, most of the courses that you're going to see actually required are going to fall into the Bible, theology, or ministry categories. And then Christian leadership, there are a few more of the enterprise business. And of course, when it comes to electives, that's your choice. Whether you're in divinity and you want to take an enterprise course, that's fine. Let's talk, though, about required courses and credits. There are specifically listed ones. And those courses you have to take as part of the program. There are no other options. They're not an elective. You must take this course. So in Bachelor of Divinity and Associate Divinity, well, in the Divinity program, actually in all of our programs, I believe, New Testament Survey, for instance, is specifically required because you need to have that basic foundation and foundational understanding of the New Testament as you can move on into other levels of biblical courses or even as you do ministry. It's an important course. So that's going to be a specifically listed course that you have to take. But there are also some options where there may be a choice between multiple courses. For instance, in Bachelor of Divinity, there are four options for the math science requirement. You can take college algebra, you can take practical math, or you can take astronomy or introduction to biology. So you pick one of those, and when you've completed it, the other three will disappear, and the one that you completed will be checkboxed on your guidance and credential panel as completed. Then we have elective credits. Now, when we talk about electives, there is an important distinction between the required credits and the specific category of electives. So let's talk about electives a little more here. Specific category electives versus an open elective. When you see, and I have a little screenshot from the guidance and credential panel here, see how it says 03 for ministry category credits minimum, 06 from general category credits minimum, and 9 of 25 from any category credits minimum. When you see that, what that is telling you is that you need to have completed at least 3 elective credits from the ministry category. So it has to be one of those MIN classes that fall into the ministry category. And the 06 from the general category is saying that you need to have completed at least 6 credits in general studies. From that category, it has to be. And if it's not, then it's not going to count for that. And then you can see down there, and I like how this one shows 9 of 25, and you can see right here from any category, online enterprise marketing, Christian entrepreneurship, and Christian leaders enterprise. So this is actually from the Bachelor of Christian Leadership degree on the guidance and credential tab. I just made this one to show you. And there may be Bible, theology required minimums for an elective category. But in this case, in the Christian leadership, there's an any category. And in that case, you can take enterprise or anything. And I know earlier I made a comment about the Bachelor of Divinity. You could take it for an elective and enterprise, but actually in the Divinity degree, the electives are specific categories. So you could still take it for your own personal benefit, but it wouldn't count in that particular degree. However, in Christian leadership, which is why this is a great one if you're into enterprise or business, allows for any category. And as you can see in this particular anonymous student's case, they had taken 9 of the 25 electives, credits minimum. this will update, but pay attention to that number, because sometimes someone will see the checked boxes and they'll just think, oh, I've got the checked boxes, I must be good. Well, when it comes to electives, checked boxes are good, but you want to watch that number too. It needs to say 25 of 25, or, you know, it might say 26 of 25 if the student took a course that had more credits. Those are just things that are important to note when you're looking at the electives, so that you don't become confused about which category you were supposed to take from. Just look at that. It's going to tell you, and when you get to the end of your degree program and you're looking at that, it will make sure to give you the guidance you need about what you have, where it applied, and what categories you maybe still need to get some credits in. Oh, one note. Ordination, licensing, and skills courses do not give college credit. They give institute credit. It's different. So you may see that there's a difference between your CLI credit hours and your CLC credit hours when you are on your main homepage dashboard area. Don't be alarmed by that. It's just if you take an ordination, licensing, or a skills course, those aren't counting in the college credits. You cannot take those for elective credit. They're not going to tick any of this off. Just wanted to make you aware of that. So let's quick talk about minimum amount of credits. The minimum number is created for a degree based on the minimum amount of credits needed to complete the degree. Students may need to complete more than the minimum amount to complete the degree requirements. And the major factors in that, transfer credits can affect that, course choice and electives can affect that. I mentioned before, if you took, you had to have 9 credits in something, but maybe instead of taking, all 3 credit courses, you took 2 3 credit and a 4 credit, so you technically have 10 credits. That's fine, you still have the 9 credit minimum, and you're just a little bit over it. So when we say minimum number, we're looking at what is the lowest amount of credits that you would need to earn a degree or to fulfill an elective element. This is just important because sometimes it can be confusing, especially if you have transfer credit and maybe our enterprise marketing, for instance, is 4 credits, but you had a 3 credit marketing transfer from somewhere else that we transferred in. Well, then when you're looking at the number, you're going to be closer to that minimum because you have 3. But if you took enterprise marketing with us, your number is going to be higher for your amount of credits that you need to take than the minimum, because that was a 4 credit versus a 3 credit course, and either one was a passability. And if you ever have questions about that, you can always email us and we're happy to go into more detail about it. The degree student GPA, this is just something to keep in mind, you must maintain a 2.0 GPA to become enrolled into a degree program and to be eligible to complete a degree program. Let's talk about the degree capstone. So this is something that after you have finished the orientation and you opt into a degree program, you set up your payment, we enroll you into a capstone course for the degree that you're pursuing. So maybe the Associate of Divinity capstone, or if you're a transfer option student, maybe it's the Bachelor of Chaplaincy. There are going to be 3 assignments in every single one of these. Payment assignment, where you verify that you have completed the payment. So some of these assignments you are not going to complete immediately in the capstone. They're just going to be sitting there as something that will be done later. If you have a payment plan and you're not ready to submit that assignment because you have not completed the full administrative fee payment, that's fine. It's not a big deal. When you get to that point, when you have, you'll submit that assignment saying, yep, I've completed all payments. We'll verify it and we'll grade the assignment. Exit paper is something that should be submitted at the very end of your program. So if you were in the Associate of Divinity at this point, if you're looking at your guidance and credential panel, all or almost all the courses are completed. And now you are ready to exit and you are going to write this exit paper. And there are very specific instructions and guidance for writing the exit paper when you get to that point, but you can also always email us if you have questions about it. And then the last assignment, which you cannot submit until the other 2 assignments, the payment assignment and the exit paper, are both graded by administrators, then you can submit the final evaluation. And this is your request, stating that I am ready for you to look over my record and determine if I have completed all requirements. And then at that point, we'll go through and we'll confirm that everything is checked off. All the electives are finished. You've completed all the required courses. Obviously, the payment assignment and exit paper at this point would both be completed, or you wouldn't even be submitting it. So it's just something where we go over and we make sure that you have completed all the requirements we have, and then we will grade that if that's the case. If it's not, we'll leave feedback for you in the assignment letting you know what is remaining. There are degree capstone courses for each of the degrees. So there's an Associate Chaplaincy Degree 1, and they're each worth 1 credit based on the exit paper. So we have the Associate Chaplaincy Degree Capstone, the Associate Christian Leadership Degree. You can see there's Associate Divinity Degree. And then the 3 Bachelor ones are each their own as well, and they give 1 credit. Where is my capstone? It will be listed with your other courses on your homepage. Once you are enrolled in it, it's going to be there. And if you're not seeing it, it may be something where it's not sorted correctly, and our help desk can help you with navigating that element of your homepage. Why does my capstone show 0% completion when I've completed courses for the degree? That's a great question. The Guidance and Credential Panel is tracking your progress through the degree requirements. Your capstone is not. It's not seeing and saying, hey, they completed 5 of the Bible courses for this, 6 of the ministry courses, they completed this elective. It's not tracking that. It's a informational capstone, and it contains the 3 required assignments. So the Guidance and Credential Panel is what's actually tracking your progress and letting you know what you have left to do, whereas the capstone is providing you with important information, guidance for maybe the order of taking courses, and it has those 3 required assignments. So at some point, if you get the payment assignment done, that tracker might go up slightly, but don't, in general, with the capstone course, do not worry about or even think about the tracker of the completion. It's not going to be a big issue for you. That's all about looking at your Guidance and Credential Panel. Then let's quick talk about clarifying payment structure and options. We do have tier options because we realize that different countries have different economic situations, and so we took that into account with our tier pricing, and so we have lower pricing for certain nations, and that moves up into their 4 tiers total, and there are different prices based on that. Let's quick talk about the different fees and payment options. The Associate Degree Program Administrative Fee is one of the fees. It is different than the college application fee that was paid back for the admissions course. This is specifically related to the degree program. There's also a Bachelor Degree Program Administrative Fee. And this one can be confusing, this next one, Transfer Fee. That is only for transfer option students. If you are someone who earned an associate or a bachelor's degree at another institution, and now you're coming to Christian Leaders College and you want to pursue one of our bachelor degrees, you can do that on the basis of having that earlier one, but there's also an $150 transfer fee that applies only in that situation. So if you complete an associate with us, you're not going to pay that transfer fee. If you're going to work on an associate with us, you're not going to pay that transfer fee. If you have not previously completed an associate or a bachelor degree elsewhere, you're not going to pay that transfer fee. That only applies in the situation of a student who's coming in, they've previously completed a degree elsewhere, and now they're going to, instead of starting in an associate program, they're going to start in the bachelor program. And quick note there, when you bypass the associate, if there are specific courses that you did not take that are required for the associate, our associate and bachelor's build on each other for the requirements. So, as I mentioned earlier, New Testament survey, it's required in our associate program, but if you never took a New Testament survey course in your previous degree and you're a transfer option student, you will need to take it as you pursue the bachelor degree here. It's going to show up on your Guidance and Credential Panel for the bachelor degree, since that is a specific requirement that needs to be done and is foundational for all the other biblical courses following after. And we also have a pool that has the scholarship recipient group. And for someone who receives a pool that has the scholarship, this covers the cost of 1 degree program. And if someone is in that situation where they have a pool of Bethesda and a scholarship, they were given it, they requested it, they were issued one, and now they're in that scholarship recipient group. When they come in, they're not needing to pay any of those fees for their degree program that they're going into. That was covered by their Pool Bethesda scholarship. Oh, hold on. February, special discounts are generally offered on payoffs and full payment for degree-related fees every February. That's just something to keep in mind. At this point, this has been a common practice for us in February to bless our students with a small discount. Must I pay in full before I can complete my degree program? Yes. Students must have paid in full, completed a payment plan, or have made a payoff, because you can do that too. If you started with a payment plan and then down the road you finish up all the requirements and you have a little bit left on your payment plan, you can reach out to Ann Merkel, our financial director, and you can request a payoff link to finish that payment and put a stop to your payment plan. When you have completed all those, you can, and you've completed that exit paper, you've completed all the requirements, then you can do a final evaluation. You're not going to be able to receive your degree until all those items have been completed: the payment, the exit paper, and the degree requirements. And you verify when that is completed in that payment assignment, which we discussed earlier. Finding a master's degree program. So right now we have partnerships and agreements with other institutions. Ohio Christian University will take any of our bachelor degree graduates in that they can apply for study there. Obviously, they would decide to accept or not, but you can apply on the basis of your bachelor degree from us to Ohio Christian University toward their master's programs. Calvin Theological Seminary will take our Bachelor of Divinity graduates toward their MDiv, and I think they have another program also. We have more detail about all this at the end of the Bachelor Capstone to help students who maybe are trying to make a decision, but I'm just going to give you a quick list. So Western Theological Seminary will take our Bachelor of Divinity graduate. Kairos Project, they work with a couple different seminaries, and they will take our bachelor degree graduate applications. And Northern Seminary is also a Bachelor of Divinity where they will pursue. Now, if you got one of the other degrees from us, that doesn't mean that you couldn't try applying to these and they wouldn't accept you. I'm just stating that in our specific agreement with them. At this point in time, they would take the Bachelor of Divinity. So you can look at all those details more carefully within the capstone course. I'm just giving a very rough overview. Can I pursue a master's program with other institutions than these? Absolutely. Graduates of our bachelor degrees have been accepted to other institutions. You would want to reach out to the institutions at which you are interested in pursuing a master's degree program. And we can send our catalog, a sampling course syllabi, and a sample transcript on your behalf if needed. Some places you may not need to, but others they may request that you send some, they want to see our catalog or they want to see a sample of course syllabi, and some of it you could probably just provide to them. But if there's something that you need from us, you can reach out and we're happy to assist you in that process. Requesting an official CLC transcript. Potential employers may want to see it. Other higher education institutions will require it if you're applying for study there. So you can email registrar@christianleaders.net to request a link to set up a transcript processing fee, that's a $10 payment, and to receive the transcript release form. You must fill out and return that form before we may release your official transcript to anyone. So that is why we have that two-step process there. You're going to pay the fee, you're going to fill out the form, you'll send it back to us, and at that point, then we will be able to release your official transcript to the institution or employer that you have requested we send it to. If you have questions, our registrar office is happy to answer questions, and you can reach us at registrar@christianleaders.net. Quick caveat though, if you have general help questions, your enrollment's about to expire and a paper hasn't been graded in evangelism, for instance, or my internet went out and I'm having issue with a quiz, I didn't get to finish it. These are questions that you're going to want to send to our help desk for assistance. The registrar office would be more related to specific questions about your program or about your degree, enrollment, things like that. But when it comes to just general help questions, assistance related to you had a difficulty when you were doing something, those should go to our help desk. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you all. May the Lord bless you.